Hello, good morning.
大家早晨.
My name is Caleb. I'm the student minister here at Golden Gate.
呢位係賴傳道，係我哋青年學生青年輔導.
And the student minister is pretty much in charge of, well, what I'm in charge of is anyone who's babies all the way to college is kind of under my authority.
而佢負責嘅對象嘅年齡層咧，係由出生嬰兒至到大學生。
Just a quick invitation, if any of you are interested in helping with children, please let me know. I would love to talk to you. There's plenty of spots available to come and help with the children.
在這裡我想賣一個廣告，如果大家有興趣幫助這些小朋友在靈裡頭發展的時候，請跟賴傳道聯絡。
Before I was here at Golden Gate, I lived in Texas.
我來金門教會之前，我住在德州的。
I lived in Texas for over 30 years of my life.
我住在德州已經有超過30年。
And people ask me if I miss Texas.
有人問我，你會不會時時掛住德州啊？
And I tell them, no, I don't really miss Texas very much.
但我就告訴他們，沒有啊，我都沒有時時掛住德州。
But there is one thing that I keep telling everybody that I miss very much in Texas.
但是呢，有一樣嘢呢，我就係特別掛住德州。
And they all know that I miss the Texas barbecue.
而且好多人都知道呢，我好想念德州嘅烤肉。
I still haven't found anything in the Bay Area that's even close to the slow-smoked roasted meat in Texas.
到目前為止，我在灣區都未找到一些燒烤好像德州那麼好味。And
when I used to tell the San Francisco friends here that I miss the Texas barbecue, and they didn't understand why I liked it so much.
我時時都同三藩市嘅朋友講話，哎呀，我真係好掛住德州嗰啲燒烤啊，但係咧，佢哋其實唔明啊。They would
tell me, well, there's barbecue here in San Francisco too. That's just as good, right?
佢哋會話俾我聽，三藩市都有啊，其實一樣咁好食。And
I couldn't prove to them that the Texas barbecue was better than the barbecue here.
但係我就證明唔到俾佢哋睇，德州嗰啲燒烤咧係好食過三藩市嘅。
I really wanted to go back and maybe bring some on the plane and just share with my friends here, but I couldn't do that.
我好想咧翻去德州嗰陣時咧，帶一啲翻嚟，然後坐飛機帶嚟翻嚟俾三藩市嘅朋友分享，但係我唔能夠。Then
last year, a group of young adults from this church decided to go to Texas for a vacation.
咁舊年咧有幾個年青人咧就一齊去咗德州去旅行。And
they were able to finally taste some Texas barbecue.
終於咧，佢哋有機會嘗試德州燒烤。And
when they came back, they were so excited to share with me.
當佢哋翻嚟嘅時候咧，佢哋好興奮咁同我講。They
told me that the Texas barbecue was really much better.
佢話德州嗰啲燒烤咧，真係比呢一度嗰啲好好多㗎。And
we had maybe hour, 2 hour conversation just about barbecue.
我哋一講呢啲德州燒烤嘅時候，我哋講到差唔多一兩個鐘咁滯。And
it just felt so good for me to prove that I was right and they were wrong.
當我覺得哇，我即係證明我自己啱，佢哋錯嘅時候咧，我覺得非常之好啊個感覺。But today
I wanted to talk to you about a story where a teacher of the law was also trying to prove something to Jesus.
今日我想同大家分享一個故事咧，就係聖經裏頭有一位律法師，佢亦都係想對耶穌證明一啲嘅事。However,
their conversation was definitely not about Texas barbecue.
不過咧，佢哋當然嘅話題唔係關於德州燒烤啦。I'd
like to ask Maria to read for you the story. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan. It comes from Luke chapter 10.
Verse 25 to 37. 他回答说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们掳去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。31节，然后偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照顾他。第二天拿出2000银子来交给店主，说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我必回来还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说，是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
In the story, Jesus is approached by an expert of law or an expert of the Old Testament.
在故事当中，有一个律法师的专家或者是旧约的专家来去找耶稣。
And this expert lawyer asked Jesus a question.
而这个律法师问了耶稣一条问题。
He asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
他问，我要做什么才能承受永生呢？
And there were other times in the scripture where this question was asked of Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
圣经记载有其他地方，亦都有人曾经问过同样的问题。
In Matthew 19, a rich young ruler asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
在第马太福音第十九章的时候，亦都记载咗有一个好富有的君王，佢又年轻，然后佢又问同样的问题。
In Mark chapter 12, Jesus had a similar conversation about the great commandments with another teacher.
在马可福音第十二章，耶稣亦都同另一位老师律法师来到讨论这个诫命的问题。
So this topic of eternal life was a common discussion at the time and continues to be a common discussion even today.
所以这个如何才能承受永生这个题目呢，其实在当时来讲是一个很常见的讨论，时至今日仍然是一个常见的问题。
Even unbelievers will ask this question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
就算是非基督徒，他都会问同样的问题，我要做什么才能承受永生呢？
What good works do I need to perform in order to earn my salvation?
我要行什么善事，我才能够赚到这个救恩呢？
But rather than answer the lawyer's question directly, Jesus asks his own question.
与其去直接的回应这个律法师，耶稣就问他一条问题。
And Jesus asks him, "What does the law say?"
耶稣就问他，律法怎么讲啊？
The Old Testament law would be the authority that both of them understood and both of them accepted.
因为这个旧约的圣经是这两个是耶稣和这个律法师共同承认的权威。
And the lawyer answers Jesus' question by saying the two great commandments, to love God and to love others.
所以呢，这个律法师就讲得出有两条诫命，就是要爱神和爱人。
And Jesus says, "Yes, that's the right answer."
而耶稣就说，是啊，你答得对。
Okay, then go and do that.
所以呢，你应该照着去做。
But rather than taking Jesus' answer at face value, Scripture says that the lawyer wanted to justify himself.
但是这个律法师并没有直接了当地跟着去做，而他呢，就要维护自己。
In other words, he wanted to prove to Jesus and everyone else who was listening that he did obey these commandments.
所以事实上就是说，他想证明，向耶稣证明，和其他听紧嗰啲人证明呢，其实他已经遵守了神的诫命的了。
He wanted to prove to Jesus and everyone else that he was already righteous and he was already perfectly obeying this law.
佢想证明俾其他人睇，佢其实已经行咗义，亦都遵守咗圣经里头嘅诫命。
He wanted to show off and brag.
佢想显表现自己。
He wanted to justify himself.
佢想证明自己系啱嘅。
So his follow-up question was, "Who is my neighbor?"
所以佢跟随住有另一个问题，佢话边个系我嘅邻舍呢？
But there's a problem with that question.
但其中这个问题本身就有问题了。
The problem is that it tries to make a distinction between neighbor and not a neighbor.
他的这个问题本身的问题就是他要区别哪一个是邻舍，哪一个是不是邻舍。
The great commandment doesn't tell you who's a neighbor.And who's not a neighbor?
但是大诫命的本身里头根本就没有分别哪个是邻舍，哪个不是邻舍。
And when the lawyer asks who is my neighbor, he's essentially asking who's worthy of receiving my love.
当这个律法师问哪个是我邻舍的时候，事实上他是问哪一个值得我去爱呢？
And the great commandment doesn't say who our neighbor should be.
但是这个大诫命他冇讲到话我哋嘅邻舍系边一个喎。
Instead, the great commandment demands an all-encompassing love.
但系大诫命里头所讲嘅爱就系要我哋系普及嘅，全部都系爱。
But this lawyer is trying to make the commandment smaller by limiting it to certain people. Who's my neighbor?
但系呢个律法师所讲嘅，佢系要将呢个诫命系。規範起嚟，整得佢嘅規範變得細。
What are the boundaries of neighbor? Who gets to receive my love?
佢要將呢一個鄰舍嚟設限，等佢鄰舍嘅，等佢嘅對象變細。佢就係話邊一個配得我去愛呢？
Without knowing it, this teacher of the law is beginning to reveal that.His understanding of the Great Commandment is flawed.
虽然他自己不知道，但其实他所说的开始表现出他相信他对圣经的了解是有错误的。
And I think Jesus also sees that this lawyer is not thinking correctly, so he starts telling a story.
我都相信耶稣都看到这一点，所以耶稣开始跟他讲一个故事。
And in the story, the man in the story was probably a Jew.
而呢个故事当中嘅主人翁系一位男士，佢大概系一个犹太人。
He was traveling downwards from Jerusalem to Jericho.
佢从耶路撒冷南下去到耶利哥城。
And this was a 17-mile desert road that descended an amazing 3,300 feet.
这个旅途是17里那么长，而且旅途所走的路都是沙漠，一直向山下3000公尺以下走。
And it was a winding and hazardous road.
又弯，而且又危险。
Because it was so dangerous, this road was a favorite place for robbers and bandits.
因为是这么危险的，所以这个地方咧係一啲土匪經常出沒嘅地方。
The robbers would rob people and then they would run away quickly because it was so dangerous, it was difficult to chase.
呢一啲盜賊咧會嚟打劫嗰啲人啦，打劫完之後咧就走咗去。但係因為咧呢個地方咁艱難、咁危險嘅時候咧，好難俾人捉到。
So that's exactly what happened to the man in the story.
所以咧，这个正正就是这个故事主人翁遇到的问题。
He was beat up, he was robbed, and then he was left on the road to die.
他被人打了一身，然后又被人抢晒嘢，然后之后咧，嗰啲贼就留低他在路旁嗰度等死。
And this is where Jesus tries to illustrate to in the story who a neighbor is.
响呢个故，耶稣要用呢个故事嚟说明边一个是我哋嘅邻舍。
The first person to pass by was a priest.
第一个行经呢一条路嘅系一个祭司。
And Jesus said that the priest passed by on the other side of the road.
而耶稣话呢一个祭司响路嘅对面行过。
Jesus didn't explain why the priest did this unloving act.
耶稣并冇为咗呢个祭司呢个咁冇爱心嘅举动嚟解释。
Jesus didn't say that the priest thought that the man was dead.
哦，耶稣冇讲过话，哦，可能呢个祭司谂下呢个人大概都系已经死咗噶啦。
Jesus didn't say that the priest had to remain clean and he couldn't touch any bloody people.
耶稣亦都冇话，因为呢个祭司谂住自己要保住自己洁净嘅身体，所以咧唔能够摸呢一个血淋淋嘅人。
Jesus didn't say that the priest just didn't see the man.
耶稣亦都冇话，哦，呢个祭司其实睇唔到呢个人噶。
Jesus didn't offer any excuses for why this priest should be acting in an unloving way.
耶稣并冇为呢一个祭司嘅举措嚟到作出任何嘅理由。
Jesus simply recounted the unloving actions of the priest, the one who, out of all people, should understand that the law demands that we help people.
耶稣只不过系好直接嘅描写出呢一个祭司嘅行为，但系呢个祭司其实就系万人之中佢应该知法亦都去执法嘅人。
The priest just passed by on the other side.
但系呢个祭司竟然直行直过。
The same went for a Levite who was an assistant to the priest.
同样嘅，有一个利未人，利未人咧就系祭司嘅帮手啦，佢亦都嚟到呢个地方。
And he passed by on the other side as well.
佢亦都响路嘅对面行过。
No excuse was given to him either for why he couldn't show love.
耶稣亦都冇为咗佢呢一个咁冇爱心嘅行动嚟作出任何嘅解释。
And as the teacher of the law was listening to Jesus tell this parable, he would have identified with the priest and the Levite.
当呢个律法师听到呢个故事嘅时候，我谂佢会同呢一个祭司同埋呢个利未人认同嘅。
This expert of the law was a spiritual authority in the Old Testament.
因为呢一个律法师佢系响旧约当中属灵嘅权威。
And the priest and the Levite in the story were also spiritual authorities as well.
而呢个祭司，故事当中嘅祭司同埋呢个利未人，亦都系属灵嘅权威。
Maybe the story would have convicted him to realize that he had also acted in unloving ways.
好可能呢个故事咧，亦都为咗呢个祭司以前所做过呢啲咁冇爱心嘅举动咧，嚟定下罪。
But Jesus' point was not to convict this teacher of the law.
但是耶稣要证明一点，他不是要来为了这个祭，要来定这个祭司的罪。
The parable continues with a third person who comes next to the man.
这个比喻继续的去，有第三个人出场。
And this man was a Samaritan coming to help.
而这第三者呢，就是一个撒玛利亚，他来到帮忙。
This would have been very surprising for anyone listening to the story.
其实他的出场呢，对于所有在听这个故事的人呢，都会很惊讶的。
Samaritans were Gentiles.
因为这些撒玛利亚人对于他们来说是外邦人。
Jews did not associate with Gentiles.
犹太人呢，他们不想跟外邦人扯上任何关系。
In fact, Samaritans were viewed even worse than Gentiles.
其实呢，犹太人睇撒玛利亚人咧，比睇外邦人更差。
The reason why is because Samaritans were half Jews and half Gentiles.
原因就系呢啲撒玛利亚人咧，系一半犹太人，一半外邦人。
They were a mixture of the two ethnicities.
佢哋系杂种嚟。
And their religious tradition was also a mixture of the religions.
而他们的宗教的仪式呢，也都是外邦人和犹太人混合。
They would worship God, but they would also worship the pagan gods as well.
他们会敬拜犹太人的神，但是他们也都敬拜外邦人的神。
And to the Jews, these Samaritans were just fake Jews.
对于犹太人来说，这些撒玛利亚人是假的犹太人。
They were even worse than the pagans and the Gentiles.
他们比这些俗世的人还要差。
And Jews did not want anything to do with Samaritans.
而犹太人 并不想同佢哋扯上任何嘅关系。
So when Jesus introduces a Samaritan to the story, it would have been very, very surprising.
所以当耶稣讲到故事当中有一个撒玛利亚人出现嘅时候咧，对于在座所听嘅人，佢哋觉得好惊讶。
Because these two groups don't help each other.
因为佢哋呢两族嘅人互不相帮。
However, the Samaritan decided that he would help the Jewish man.
但系喺故事当中咧，呢个撒玛利亚人决定佢要帮忙呢一个犹太人。
The Samaritan treated the man's wounds.
这个撒玛利亚人为这个犹太人包扎伤口。
Took him to an inn to care for him.
带了他去一间旅馆。
And he paid for the room.
他也都为了他的旅馆来付费。
And the Samaritan's loving actions contrasted greatly with the unloving actions of the Jewish leaders.
这个撒玛利亚人这么有爱心的举动呢，正正和由这两个之前犹太人的没爱心的举动成为一个鲜明的相比。
And then Jesus finishes the story by asking, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?
耶稣最后问，你觉得这三个人，哪一个是这个被劫的犹太人的邻舍呢？
Jesus changed the question from the original question.
耶稣将他的问题由最初的改变了过来。
Do you remember what the original question was?
你记不记得一开始那条问题是什么？
The original question is, who is my neighbor?
最初的问题是哪一个是我的邻舍？
Jesus changed the question to, how should a neighbor act?
耶稣将这条问题扭转了过来，他说一个邻舍应该有什么举措？
The lawyer's original question was,Who should receive my love?
这个律法师起初的问题说，哪一个值得我去爱？
And Jesus changes the question to, who should you be showing love to?
而耶稣将这条问题转过来，他说，你应该向哪一个人表现出你爱的行动？
Or rather, Jesus changes the question to, who should be the one showing love?
或者耶稣是这样问的，是你应该向哪一个人
Jesus changes the question to who should be showing love.
而耶稣将这条问题改了，就是说哪一个应该去表现出有爱心的行动。
According to Jesus, loving your neighbor stretches from loving people who are similar to you all the way to those who are very different from you.
根据耶稣来讲，我们去爱我们的邻舍，应该由爱我们一些跟我们很相似的人一路延伸去爱其他同我哋有意见唔同或者行径唔同嘅人。
So Jesus is pretty much saying, who I'm going to change your question. I'm going to ask the question, who should show love to people?
所以耶稣话，我要将呢条问题改过嚟啊，应。是哪一个应该主动的去表现出有爱的行动？
And the answer is, everyone needs to show love.
而个答案就是每一个人。
The original question was, who should I show my love to?
个起初的问题就是说，我应该向哪一个人表现出有爱的行动？
And the teacher wanted the answer to be,Just show your love to the people that are close to you, who are the same people as you. That's what he expected the answer to be.
而这个律法师呢，他希望的答案就是，我们向一些向我们很近我们周围，很跟我们相似的人，去表现出爱的行动。
And Jesus ends the encounter in the story by commanding the lawyer to follow the Samaritan's example.
但是耶稣总结的时候，就是叫这个律法师去向这个撒玛利亚人学习，去跟着他这样做。
Jesus wanted to show this man that showing love to people and showing compassion to people would require you to do things that you normally would not be able to do.
耶稣想向这个律法师讲明，当我们要向人有怜悯同埋恩慈嘅时候咧，好多时需要我哋做一啲咧能人所不做嘅事。
In fact, if you take those great commands, to love God and to love people, no one can do them perfectly.
其实如果我们真的要完全的去满足这个大诫命，去爱神和爱人，我可以说没有人能够做到。
Many have tried to love God and love people perfectly, and they failed.
很多人都想去完完全全的去爱神、爱人，但是每一个人都失败。
But this lawyer wanted to prove to Jesus that he could love God and love people perfectly.
但是这个律法师却要向耶稣证明他可以完全地去爱神和爱人。
But he wanted to show off and prove to everyone that he could love others just as he loved himself.
他想表现到自己呢，他真的可以完完全全地跟随这个律法。
But in order to prove to other people that he followed God's law, he had to make God's law really small.
但是为了要证实他能够完全地跟随这个律法，他就要将神的律法变得很小。
He wanted to make it so small that by asking who's my neighbor, he wanted to make sure that the people that he showed love to was a small group of people.
他将神的律法变得很小，所以他就问哪一个是我的邻舍，他要将他向表现爱心的对象规划得好细，等佢能够做得到。
In other words, he had to cheat on following God's laws.
即系话咧，佢要偷鸡。
For us, there's sometimes that when we cheat, we also cheat, when it comes to following God's laws.
对于我嚟讲咧，我有阵时都会偷鸡嘅，嚟去服从神嘅命令，我有阵时都偷鸡。
3 weeks ago, I went to Palo Alto to preach at a church in Palo Alto.
3 weeks之前咧，我去 Palo Alto 去有一间教会讲道。
I met a man there that said that if needed, he would lie and tell lies in order to benefit himself and to benefit his family.
我碰到有个男人，佢话俾我听，如果咧我遇到一啲情况系对我屋企人同埋对我嘅朋友有利嘅时候咧。我会讲大话的。
Lying is good if you're trying to help people, right?
你想想，如果我为了人的好处来讲大话，其实是好的。
He even gave me the analogy, that if someone's life was in danger, they would try to lie to save that person's life.
他更加跟我讲一个比喻，就是如果我可以去讲大话而救到一个人命的时候，我会讲大话。
And is that okay in that circumstance?
然后他就说，其实是可以的。
But I told him I still think that's wrong.
但是我告诉他，我觉得这其实是不对的。
God's command is we should not be lying, we should not be bearing false witness.
神对我们的诫命就是我们不应该作假见证，我们不应该去讲大话。
God has given us other options other than lying to fix, to have our solutions.
神俾我哋响解决问题嘅事上有其他嘅出路。
If I get to be the one who decides when I can lie and when I don't have to lie, then I become God.
如果我系嗰个能够判断几时去讲大话、几时唔讲大话嗰个，咁我咪变咗神咯。
That's one example of how we play with God's laws and God's rules.
这个其实只不过。很多只不过是其中一个例子，我们怎样将神的话将神的话转转接接来到迎合我们自己的要求。
And we make them smaller so that we can follow them easier.
我们将它规划得很小，等我们可以跟随。
Have we honored our parents perfectly?
我们有没有尊敬我们的父母呢？
God's law tells us that we should honor our mother and father.
神的话语告诉我们，我们尊敬我们的爸爸妈妈。
I mentioned that to a teenager one time.
我有一次跟一个年轻人说。
And he had just turned 18 years old.
他刚刚过了18岁。
And when I told him that he should honor his mother and father, he told me I couldn't use that on him anymore.
当我告诉他你要尊重你的爸爸妈妈的时候，他说这条法例不适用于我的了。
I asked him, why can't I use that?
我就问为什么呢？
Because the Bible says that the children should do that, not adults.
因为圣经说 那些是对住小朋友讲的，不是对住成人讲的。
And I was thinking, that's our definition of children, not God's definition of children.
咁我就谂下，十八岁以下嗰啲先系儿童咧，其实系我哋对儿童嘅规定，而唔系神睇儿童系边一个。
And he thought that just because he became an adult, this God's law does not apply to him anymore.
而佢咧就谂下自己已经系成人啦，所以呢一条诫命咧对于佢系无效噶啦。
I told him that this law doesn't have a time limit.
我话俾佢听咧，呢条诫命咧系冇时间限制嘅。
The commandment doesn't stop when you turn 18 years old.
呢条诫命咧唔会响你十八岁嗰阵时失效。
That's putting God's law into making God's law small so that you can follow it.
呢个其实正正就系将神嘅诫命规限咗，变得好细，等你可以去遵从。
Honoring your father and mother is a command that lasts all the way till the end.
尊敬你嘅爸爸妈妈，其实系你一生嘅诫命。
Another command that I think that some of us make small also.
另一条诫命，我想指出，我相信亦都好多人将佢变得好细嘅。
Have we prayed for each one of our enemies?
我哋有冇为咗我哋每一个敌人嚟祈祷呢
？Have we forgiven everyone who has hurt us？
我哋有冇为咗每一个伤害我哋嘅人嚟饶恕佢哋呢
？Jesus tells us in Scripture that we should pray for our enemies and forgive those who hurt us。
喺圣经里头，耶稣叫我哋去为我哋每一个人、每一个伤害我哋嘅敌人嚟到祈祷，同埋去原谅佢哋。
There are some people that I meet who will not forgive those people who hurt them.
有一啲人我见过嘅，佢哋冇去原谅佢哋嘅敌人。
And why is that?
点解呢
？It's because it's difficult to let go of those hurts.
因为其实要放下呢一个伤痛好困难嘅。
We want those people who hurt us to be punished.
我哋希望嗰啲伤害到我哋嘅人得到惩罚。
And maybe.We will only forgive if we get to hurt those people back, then we will forgive them.
或者如果我哋能够伤害翻佢哋嘅时候，我哋就可以原谅佢哋。
But that's not what Jesus told us to do.
但系呢个唔系耶稣叫我哋做嘅。
Jesus told us to forgive those who hurt us.
耶稣叫我哋去原谅嗰啲伤害过我哋嘅人。
There's nothing else to the commandment. There's no extra things to that commandment. Just forgive those who hurt you.
而呢一个诫命里头冇附带嘅条件。
Now I know a lot of times it's difficult, but that's with God's help. I believe that it's possible for all of us to do that.
我相信做呢件事其实好困难啊，但系我相信如果系神帮助过我哋，帮助我哋嘅时候，我哋系可以。
Jesus also commands us many times to give to the poor.
耶稣亦都叫我哋好多次命令我哋去周济穷人。
In fact, every time that he tells us to give to the poor, he tells us to sell our possessions.
其实好多次当佢讲到我哋去周济穷人嘅时候，佢叫我哋将我哋嘅财物去变卖。
And then to give to the poor.
然后去周济穷人。
I just came back from Los Angeles on Friday.
啱啱我喺羅省翻嚟，啱啱禮拜五嗰陣時翻嚟。
And we were on a youth mission trip.
我哋其實就係去咗年青人嘅短宣。
We worked with a lot of homeless people.
我哋去嗰度咧，接觸到好多無家可歸者。
If you go to Los Angeles, there's a place called Skid Row that has pretty much all of the homeless programs in that area.
如果你去羅省嘅時候咧，你去到有一條街叫 Skid Row 嘅時候咧，嗰一條街其實正正有好多呢啲無家可歸者嘅項目喺度進行緊。
And as part of our training, I had to ask the teenagers some very tough questions.
我哋其中訓練當中，我問咗我哋一啲年青人一啲好難答嘅問題。
I had to ask them, why do you think people don't give to the poor people?
我就问他们，你觉得为什么人不会去周济穷人呢？
And the teenagers told me, because they'll probably use it on alcohol and cigarettes.
而那些年轻人就回答了，他说，哦，可能他们会用这些钱呢去买烟啦，买酒啦。
And another kid said, they'll probably use the money in other unwise ways that don't help them.
另一個小朋友就話啦：，哦，好可能咧，呢啲人咧會亂咁使啲錢咧，幫唔到自己嘅。
And then one more kid said, maybe they'll just take that money and go gambling and waste it.
另外一個小朋友就話：，哦，佢哋攞啲錢好可能去賭啦。
And as we kept talking about our excuses for not giving to the poor, we realized that we were making God's commandment very, very small.
當我哋再去討論我哋點解唔去周濟窮人嘅理由嘅時候，我開始察覺到我其實係規限緊神嘅戒命。
God's command is to sell your possessions and give to the poor.
神嘅戒命就係叫我哋變賣財物，然後去周濟窮人。
It doesn't say don't give to the poor if they're going to be using it on cigarettes and alcohol.
佢冇話如果呢一啲無關可歸者要去攞啲錢去買酒買煙嘅時候，你就唔好周濟佢。
I'm not trying to tell you guys to be unwise.
我唔係想叫大家去做一啲不智嘅抉擇。
But I'm trying to tell you guys what God's word says.
但係我想告戒大家，神嘅戒命究竟係講緊乜嘢。
And I'm trying to illustrate to you that even on this mission trip, we had to make excuses to God's word so that we could follow God's word. Making excuses is not the right thing to do.
我想向大家說明，就算我哋今次去青年人短宣嘅時候，我哋仍然喺度規範緊神嘅戒命。
So sometimes we used our own money to buy food for the homeless.
所以有陣時我哋用自己嘅錢去買嘢食俾呢一啲無家可歸者。
Sometimes we would pay for their bus.
有陣時我哋為咗佢嘅付佢嘅車費。
Sometimes we would just help them in every way possible that we could make food for them, serve them, bring them clothing.
有陣時我哋帶衫俾佢啦，為佢煮嘢啦，有乜嘢方法可以幫到佢，我哋都想盡。
But no matter what, we were trying to follow God's command of giving to the poor.
但係無論我哋點樣去遵行神嘅戒命，去周濟呢啲窮人。
We weren't trying to make excuses for why we shouldn't do it.
我哋唔應該去揾唔遵行呢啲戒命嘅藉口。
We need to pray and ask God how we can help the poor here in San Francisco.
我哋應該祈禱去問神，我哋點樣去幫三藩市裏頭嘅無家可歸者。
Now, those are just some examples of God's commands that I have trouble following.
其實這些例子呢，正是我對用行出神的律法，神的戒命有問題的地方。
There are many of God's commands that are hard to follow.
神還有很多的戒命呢，其實真的很難遵守。
But my encouragement to you is don't make the commands smaller so that you can follow them.
但是我鼓励大家不要将神的诫命规限上来，整得它很小，等你自己可以遵行。
Most of God's commands do not come with any exceptions or qualifications.
神很多的诫命其实是没有例外的。
God commands us to love Him and to love others without any excuses.
神叫我们去无条件的去爱神和爱人。
Now, some of you might think it's impossible to follow God's laws perfectly.
你在座当中可能会想，哎呀，真是很难很难去遵行神的诫命，没可能的。
And that's right, you can't follow God's laws by yourself.
其实是真的，你不可以凭一己的力量去遵行神的诫命。
Romans 3:20, it says that, therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. Romans 3:20.
所以，羅馬書第三章第二十節，佢就話 所以罗马书第三章第二十节他说，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
No one can justify themselves in God's sight.
没人能够在神面前称义。
And when we look at God's perfect commandments, we only come to one conclusion, and it's that we are sinful people.
当我们在神完美的律法底下，我们只有一个结论，我们是犯罪有罪的人。
We are hopeless when it comes to following God's ways.
我们是毫无指望的，如果要我们一己的力量去跟随神的律法的话。
So what's the answer to the problem of our sin?
所以我们对于有罪的人，我们有什么解救呢？
The answer is that we give up.
我们的答案就是我们去放弃。
We give up our own ways.
我们要放弃我们的方法。
We give up our own ambitions.
我们要去放弃我们的雄心。
We give up our own ways of justifying ourselves and we let Jesus justify us.
我们去放弃去自义，而是让神，而是让耶稣来帮我们称义。
Through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, He pays the penalty of our sins, and we put our faith in Him.
透过耶稣在十字架上的工作，我们可以将我们的信心摆向祂那里。
And when we do that, Scripture tells us that God gives us His Spirit to live inside of us.
当我们这样做的时候，圣经告诉我们听，神就给祂的灵内住在我们里头。
And what happens when God's Spirit lives inside of us?
咁当神嘅灵内住喺我哋里头，有啲咩嘢发生呢
？Romans 8:13 also says that if we live by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body.
而罗马书第八章第十三节佢话：如你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
The Holy Spirit inside of us will help us to live a righteous life.
我们内住的圣灵会帮我们过一个圣洁的生活。
God's Spirit inside of us will help us to tell the truth.
神的圣灵住在我们里头会帮助我们去讲真话。
God's Spirit inside of us will help us to honor our father and mother.
神的圣灵会帮助我们去尊敬我们的父母。
God's Spirit inside of us will help us to forgive those who have hurt us.
神的圣灵会帮助我们去原谅那些伤害过我们的人。
God's Spirit inside of us will help us to feed the poor and the needy.
神的圣灵会帮助我们去周济那些穷人和有需要的人。
This is a crazy statement, but do you know that you can start living a perfect life?
这个可能是一个难以想象的话语，但是你知不知道其实你可以过一个是一个很健康的属灵生命呢?
Do you know that it's possible to live a life where if God watched your life, He couldn't blame you for anything?
你知道吗?如果你让神来看守你的生命的时候,神不会指责你生命里头任何的过犯。
As we submit and surrender to God, God's Spirit inside of us, we can exercise the great commandments to their fullest capacity.
当我们向神降服的时候，神会给我们的能力去行出这些大诫命。
God's Spirit inside of us will help us to live a pure and holy life.
神在我们里头内住的圣灵可以帮助我们 去活出一个圣洁和一个清洁的生命。
Every single person in here has the ability to overcome any sin with God's Spirit.With the help of God's Spirit.
我们藉着耶稣的灵内住在我们当中的时候，我们在座每一位都有这个能力来过这个圣洁的生命。
So the original question from the lawyer was, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
所以起先的问题是，我要做什么才能承受永生呢？
And the answer is, stop doing stuff. Stop doing.
而这个答案就是说，我们停止做自己的事。
Admit that you have no power by yourself to fulfill any of God's commandments.
承认我们靠自己的力量，不能够去 满足任何一条嘅诫命。
Submit yourself to God。
我哋向神降服。
Put your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins。
我哋相信耶稣已经洗去咗我哋嘅罪。
And God's Spirit will begin to live inside of you。
咁样神嘅灵就可以响你里头开始长大。
And as you submit to His Spirit every day, every hour, every second, you'll be able to live a perfect life.
而当你每时每刻、每分每秒咁样继续做嘅时候呢，你嘅生命就可以完全。
But we get tempted to live our own life all the time.
但系我哋时时咧都好想过翻自己认为啱嘅生命。
When you start realizing that you're living your own life, that you're making your own decisions, that you're doing things for yourself, just remember to submit yourself to His Spirit, and you can live His God's life for you instead.
当你开始察觉到自己为自己来到作决定，想做自己想做的事的时候，你只要回头一想，我要降服，我要相信神已经洁净我的罪，你就可以过一个圣洁的生活。
Can I pray for all of you?
我们一起来祈祷。
Father, we acknowledge that we are sinful people.
神啊，我们承认我们是有罪的人。
That if we are left by ourselves, that we are hopeless.
如果你让我们自己来主权的时候，我们真的没有指望。
We need your help.
我们需要你。
Jesus, we put our faith in you.
耶稣啊，我们将我们的信心放在你里头。
We trust in you.
我们相信你。
And we know that you have given us your spirit inside of us.
我们知道你已经将你的灵放在我们心里头。
And as we submit to your spirit inside of us, we know that we can follow your commandments perfectly.
当我们降服在你里头的时候，我们知道我们可以完完全全地去行出律法。
And we can live a pure and blameless life in your eyes.
我们知道在你里头，我们可以成为一个洁净的人。
Help us to submit our ways to you all the time.
求你帮助我们，时时都向你的道来降服。
I pray these things in Jesus' name.
这样祈祷是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.